Today's win went to Alinghi over Emirates Team New Zealand by 35 seconds. Defender leads the series by one win. Well, nobody quite knew quite what was going to happen today, other than a race between two supremely well-prepared America's Cup teams, of course. The crowds came out, and by midday we had broken all records for the spectators that had come to the port. We expect to go well over 70,000 by midnight tonight. Spectator fleet was also more than impressive, with more than 800 boats on the water. Perhaps the Kiwis settled down more quickly after the start in the bumpy conditions, or perhaps the right-hand side was initially the place to be. But having won the right from the starboard entry, Emirates Team New Zealand managed to gain upwind for the first 5 minutes or so of the race. It seemed they were sailing better through the waves, but then the Swiss boat came back. The looks on the faces of the teams started to change as the dominant boat was no longer to windward and the Kiwis were forced to tack away. A long port tack followed for both boats. Alinghi gained considerably over time and managed to get to a crossing position after three tacks on the right-hand side of the first beat. First cross to Alinghi came a few minutes later and they led around the top mark by 13 seconds. Throughout the Louis Vuitton Cup, we have seen the Kiwi boat have an advantage downwind over the rest of the competition, but on both runs today, the defender showed something that even the Kiwis didn't have. Second beat saw the Kiwis get right back into it, but there was never enough to overcome the power of the right, and although it was close at the top mark, it was really over at that point. Dean Barker, one race down, one win down. Nice start, nice work for the first few minutes. You definitely seem to be eking away there for a while. Can you tell us a little bit about the first 10 minutes of the race from your point of view?
Yeah, well, we had a call that we liked to be to the right. We came off the line. It was a pretty good right shift. I felt like we were going pretty well. And over time, the breeze just slowly clicked back to the left and from our right heading to our left heading, we basically turned back down about sort of 12, 15 degrees from the max right, and at the same time the breeze sort of dropped away a bit. Alinghi sort of were reasonably strong, and we were happy at that point just to tack away and take the right, which we thought was going to work out perhaps a little better than what it did, and from there it even went a little bit further left, and Alinghi were So a very good first beat. They capitalised on the pressure. They stayed in the left shift, and were too strong at the next time we came back together.
It's important, Dean, in the first race of a best of nine series, to learn as much as possible about your opponent's qualities. Give us a summary of what you learned today about the defender.
Well, it's no surprise what we saw. They're fast. They sail well. Certainly nothing. Nothing that we didn't expect. We're pleased with the way the boat's going. We can't, certainly can't blame it on our speed today. It was just the subtleties of the breeze out there. And today, the left was a little bit stronger than what we anticipated, and they were able to capitalise on that, and then sailed a very, very good, strong race from there.
Adam Bischel, the strategist, Emirates Team New Zealand, tell us about the second beat. I mean, you guys came right back into it there at what stage? What was going on?
Yeah, after the bottom mark rounding, it was a bit of a left-hand shift again. That Alinghi looked like they were going to do quite well out of that. Fortunately, it didn't eventuate as much as was looking at first, and we managed to get a little bit of a right shift back and come back at them, and they swapped sides with us, and in doing so, I think we had a little advantage just to the left of them in the bottom third of the beat, and chipped away at their lead quite nicely there. And from there, it was sort of a bit more of an even boat race, and as you saw, there was a few exchanges from then on the rest of the beat, and the distance between the boats didn't change too much. Terry did a nice job of minimising the tacks at the top, and we came in with probably a little less of a deficit than we had the first time around, so it worked out quite nicely for us.
You must have taken a bit of a battering up the rig today with the boat bouncing around the way it did. How much does the large spectator fleet out there modify what you can really see and tell is coming down the course?
Yeah, it does a little bit. It makes it harder to see what's out on the edges of the course when there's so many spectator boats out there, but you're still able to see a little. And you do cop a little bit of a battering, but it's nice to see a lot of people out there watching the racing. That's what they've all come here to see.
Juan Vila, navigator of Alinghi. There are a lot of smiles on your boat halfway up the first beat, but what was the mood running through the boat at the start and for the first 10 minutes?
Well, on the start, our call was for an even course, or if something to left could be favored up the beat. So we were happy to start to lure of our opponents, and it was very close at the beginning for quite a while. Then they had to tack away, and as we tack away with them, we just had a nice left shift, and that was probably the key of the first beat. And then from then on, we just tried to close any possibilities from them coming or passing us.
You're a navigator and a speed analyst and things like that on the boat, but what would you say today about the performance of the Challenger relative to you? What have you guys learned?
Well, our feeling is it's pretty even. It's pretty even boat. It's for sure upwind. Downwind is probably harder to see. We'll have to look through the data, but we would feel that they're very even on speed.
Matt Welling, grinder with Alinghi. Nice position to be in after the first day. How much of a confidence builder is it for the guys up front, not worrying about the afterguard?
Well, yeah, it's always nice in hindsight when you win to say, it feels good. Our afterguard did a real nice job today, put us in pretty strong positions a few times and didn't make many mistakes, really. So, yeah, everybody up front was pretty happy to be where we were.
But before the start, though, I mean, this is the first time you've raced in earnest for a very long time, and obviously this is the big time. What was the mood on board the boat?
Well, the mood was good. You know, we haven't just been sitting on the dock watching. You know, we've been out every day sailing against 91, and our second team has been doing a real great job tuning us up. And today's race we were excited, but and everybody was pretty looking forward to it. But we've been doing it every day out there for the last several months, so it wasn't too much stress.
So it wasn't too tough a day for grinders on board the boat today?
Well, we didn't do any 35 tack beats, but it wasn't a hard day or wasn't an easy day. It was an average day.
So do you think we'll see the same lineup of crew on the Alinghi tomorrow?
Yeah, as far as I know, the crew would probably be the same. We will find out in the morning.
Okay, we'll go to the floor now. If you'd like to raise your hand and wait for